It is Sunday, August 11th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So I'm guessing you know who Neil Compton is, unless you've been living under your desk.
Yes.
Heard of him.
Neil Compton helped save the Buffalo River, helped start the Ozark Society.
Compton Gardens.
Nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And Crystal Bridges in a weird kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Compton owned that property.
Right.
And when he was so involved with the Buffalo River, he wanted to bring home every kind of plant and tree that he saw. So he did.
Mm-hmm.
And his plan was to eventually create an arboretum and botanical garden, and also to sell native Ozark plants. Well, that didn't happen. The property that is now Crystal Bridges was sold to Sam and Helen Walton,
mm-hmm.
and you know the rest.
Right.
But there's a program this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Crystal Bridges where the director of facilities and grounds at Compton Gardens and the director of facilities and grounds at Crystal Bridges are going to talk about Neil Compton's plan for that property. They found the original plans.
Where did they find them?
Not long ago. Floating around in the Compton papers.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is from 1955. And they're going to talk about how similar what he drew and what was built has turned out to be.
Wow, 58 years later.
Should be really interesting. They've also found he had test beds for things
he was
trying to grow, and they found those.
How fun.
So it's really interesting, and it's a very real piece of Dr. Compton that's still there.
Wow, and that's this afternoon.
That's this afternoon at 3. It's called Bringing Home the Buffalo. And you should go to crystalbridges.org for reservations because walk-ins will be first come, first serve.
Okay.
Also this afternoon, The King and I wraps up. Last show at 2 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater.
Did you ever get a chance to see it or just rehearsal?
I am going this afternoon.
Perfect.
When Rogers Little Theater musical wraps up, doesn't it really feel like then the next thing is school?
It really does.
You know, you have that week, but...
Well, thanks for rubbing that in.
Well,
I've worked enough summer musicals with them that you know the summer's over.
Yeah, or almost.
Almost.
We're in the gloaming of summer.
And there's a Friends of Hobbs program this afternoon at 2 with John Rule and Sarah Moore Churchill.
This is going to be very interesting.
I've written about her efforts to chronicle his life, and it should be a really interesting program.
It goes hand in hand, kind of, with the Neil Compton effort to have the plans.
It's a shame you can't be at both places.
You can't.
Hmm. No.
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 Impossible.
But you can try.
That's
right.
You
can try, and let us know how it goes.
Yes.
Sure. I'll be at the King and I, so.
There you go. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.